All right, we are back. We are back, and we are back with the, I don't know what your title is, but you're a big muckety-muck at Metro Study, aren't you, Brad?
Director of Consulting.
Well, that means you're a big muckety-muck.
All right.
All right, and we've got Brad. Brad Spurr, Metro Study, studies basically every single lot and blank in this country, at least the ones that they can find, and they keep a finger on what's going on in the housing industry, and it appears to me, by reading the press, that people aren't sure what's going on in the housing industry, if prices are going up, going down, if they're going, if demand is up, if it's down. I guess seasonally adjusted would be one thing with all of the weather we've had, but I'm not the expert. Brad is, and he's got lots of notes. So you're on, Brad.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is confusing out there. People are looking at the number that just came out from the government with new home sales, and you know, it was up 6.9% plus or minus 17%, which is what they actually produce in their release. So, you know, it's very confusing. So what I think is going on, based on the traffic and contracts reports that we put out, we survey hundreds of builders around the country every week, and we ask them how many units of traffic they're getting, that is, how many people are coming through their model centers, how many homes are being sold via contracts, and how many, you know, what the conversion rates are and cancellation rates. And what we're seeing is that traffic is actually much stronger than it was this time a year ago. And the sales paces per community are a little bit below what they were a year ago, but that's okay because last year around this time was quite a strong period. So we're kind of seeing that things are on track for a season that is good but not great.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. But now, what do we have looking forward? Because, you know, we're going to have the upward drifting in rates. The Fed is going to start trying to tamp down on the positive energy that the economy has been generating simply because they've got to get some of the tools back in their toolkit, which means they've got to raise rates eventually. So all that's going to start happening. What is it that you can expect that to impact the housing market?
Sure. Well, yeah, of course, rates are going to go up at some point, probably not in the immediate term future, though. What we're going to see is the demand is there because household formations are coming back. And that's the thing. A lot of people, you know, you've heard the stories about the 28, 29-year-olds living with mom and dad again. And, you know, so now they're starting to come back out, get their own place, maybe get a rental apartment. But the point is that more households are being formed, and that's going to create more housing demand. It's already happening, and it's going to happen throughout the rest of this year.
Now, how about demand? Oh, I got to just say it. How about demand for all these institutionally owned rental houses that are really sort of more like a shadow supply?
Sure. I mean, a lot of the shadow supply that was out there, the foreclosure homes and all of that, got bought by institutions and by individual investors. And that helped to clean up the mess a lot faster than it ordinarily would have happened. So that's why markets like Phoenix rebound incredibly fast. Miami, Fort Myers, markets that were somewhat left for dead, did make a strong comeback. And we're seeing that, you know, if you look at what home prices were doing last year, in the first half, home builders were raising prices in a lot of cases by 20% at an annualized rate in the first half of last year. And then, of course, they got a little bit ahead of themselves, and then the Fed talked about the taper, and then all of a sudden mortgage rates spiked up, and the second half of the year fell flat. We think that we're just now getting to the point where things are starting to revive again, kind of on a more normal seasonal basis. But all the cold weather up in the Northeast, and that, you know, ultimately helps Florida housing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's making it difficult to interpret the national statistics.
Now, I read a real interesting article in today's Wall Street Journal. It talked about, I actually liked the map very much, and being from Miami, it was rather interesting to me. It talked about Miami and Wichita, and it talked about the availability of, I guess, really executionable home sites. And I guess with Miami, it said that it was the most difficult place to find a new home site, and I've got to agree, considering that I find a lot of multifamily sites, and they just don't exist, and I don't see too many places where you can buy homes inside the urban services boundary.
Got one word for you, lot shortage. That's two words,
is
I know.
Is that two or hyphenated? Or?
Yeah, but that's what's going on. There's a lot shortage. Builders are having trouble finding lots in Miami-Dade County, in Broward County, in Palm Beach County.
And Palm Beach County, even?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's right.
And these are developed lots, or are these the opportunity developed lots, or it's just that there's just no more opportunity and you got to tear down a building to get a lot?
Developed lots. I mean, to go to get a raw land parcel, there's a few left in the Palm Beach Gardens, Jupiter area. There's a few left throughout the county. There's some massive, massive parcels out in the western area. But those are going to be a few years away. But, you know, in the immediate term, there's a severe lot shortage in Broward County. You know, you have a couple of major parcels that are being developed by Standard Pacific and Lennar.
We own Barbaros Ranch.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. So we only have about 30 seconds left, Brad, and that's a heads up to you, Oscar. So what would be the takeaway from the overall status of our housing market today? Where are we today?
Okay, I'll break it down into two parts. We're going to see more production, probably see a 20% increase or so in housing production, and you'll see a flattening in the home price increases. There'll still be increases, but they'll be slower.
Well, I think that's probably because we had such a ramp up off of a low bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hey, I guess I get a B+ in Mr. Hunter's course. Well, Oscar, heads up to you. We are here at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, their annual Trends and Strategies Conference. You had one of their keynote speakers, and Brad Hunter on with me, Jim Fried. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to be talking to Matt Scarola, one of the students here at the UF program. We're going to see why he selected this large University land-grant residential program in Gainesville over going to Miami and meeting a lot of ladies down there. We'll be right back after this short break with more Fried on Business. Oscar, take us away.